Almost every year, the Tennessee General Assembly supports legislation that prevents cities from enforcing ordinances. The latest example is a law that curtails the powers of Nashville's Police Oversight Board. So we asked the mayoral candidates, how would you address efforts by the state legislature to preempt Metro's initiatives? WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran has their answers.
Spoiler alert, as with many issues, the leading candidates are also divided over this one. Councilman John Cooper says that being confrontational with the state government is not going to help the city.
Weirdly, the mayor is the one person in Davidson County who shouldn't be going around complaining loudly about the legislature. Because, frankly, state and federal transfer payments are a third of our budget.
Cooper says that Nashville's top leader needs to be mature when dealing with the legislature. This point is also supported by Mayor David Riley, who says working with the General Assembly means including members of the Republican supermajority.
So I've been doing that. I've been trying to build a good relationship with the governor as well by identifying the areas where we can work together and exploring those to the greatest extent possible.
But Riley's behind-the-scenes approach has earned him critics. John Ray Clemens, the Nashville representative, says he has fought preemptions from his seat in the State House. And he says the next mayor can't be afraid of challenging legislators.
What I've advised Metro Council members as well as previous mayors is to always do what you feel is in the best interest of Nashville residents. Do not legislate out of fear.
Clemens suggests that in order to do this, Metro needs a strong legal department that can push back on restrictions. Retired professor Carol Swain also says she is willing to fight on behalf of the city in front of the state legislature.
I'm a strong believer in federalism, and that means that local government should be autonomous as much as possible. But when we are paying taxes to the state, I want to make sure that Nashville gets its fair share.
But Swain advocacy won't stop on the Hill. She says she'll also engage with the federal government when needed. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.